True Betrayals by Nora Roberts. Copyright 1995 by Nora Roberts. And performance copyright 1995 by Brilliance Corporation. All rights reserved. To Phyllis Gran and Leslie Geldman. True Betrayals, Chapter 1. When she pulled the letter from her mailbox, Kelsey had no warning it was from a dead woman. The creamy stationery, the neatly handwritten name and address, and the Virginia postmark seemed ordinary enough. So ordinary, she had simply stacked it with her other mail on the old Belcher table under her living room window while she slipped out of her shoes. She went into the kitchen and poured herself a glass of wine. She would sip it slowly, she told herself, before she opened her mail. She didn't need the drink to face the slim letter or the junk mail, the bills, the cheery postcard from a friend enjoying a quick trip to the Caribbean. It was the packet from her attorney that had shaken her. The packet she knew contained her divorce decree. The legal paper that would change her from Kelsey Monroe back to Kelsey Biden, from married woman to single, from half of a couple to a divorcee. It was foolish to think that way, and she knew it. She hadn't been married to Wade in anything but the most technical legal sense for 2 years, almost as long as they'd been husband and wife. But the paper made it all so final, so much more so than the arguments and tears, the separation, the lawyer's fees and legal maneuvers. "Till death do us part," she thought grimly, and sipped some wine. What a crock! If that were true, she'd be dead at 26, and she was alive. Alive and well and back in the murky dating pool of singles. She shuddered at the thought. She supposed Wade would be out celebrating with his bright and spiffy-looking associate in the advertising agency. The associate he had had an affair with, the liaison that he told his stunned and furious wife, had nothing to do with her.